The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. I'll tell you what, boy, it has been, it seems like every single show I say the same thing, but it has been nothing but indescribably wild when we look at where we sit on the campaign trail right now. I mean, wow, you cannot make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up, right? So today I had a conversation with somebody, of course, in Washington off the record about what would happen should there be this so-called bolt for the third party with Donald Trump. And according to the tea leaves, reading the tea leaves as to what would happen, I'll tell you what, again, in this person's estimation, who is pretty high up, let's say, in the Republican Party, they said, forget it, absolutely toast. There's just no way that this is salvageable if Trump, despite what the establishment wants, if Trump jumps for a third party. And I'll say it again. We live in interesting times. It really, really is as though we are living in two simultaneous worlds. You cannot make this stuff up. And the more that we find ourselves questioning it, the more it seems to get even stranger. We have some more inside baseball, and I'll get more specific on that as we move along for this show. Plus, what's the latest coming out of what's shaping up to be an interesting weekend, of course, when we look at the Final Four. I got so much email. It's so rare, but I got so much email this time around about sports and not so much politics. I think that there is sort of a desire to take a break somewhat from all the same nonsense that we hash out every single day. And we see played out with the political talking heads, you know, come Sunday on the Sunday Swirl, and then what ultimately trickles down and trickles out the rest of the way as we have the rest of the primaries and caucuses unfold. And the emails this time around in the mailbag, again, so many wanting me to take a stab at who I think is going to win ultimately the championship on Monday, but setting it up to who in these two semifinal matchups, what's going to happen? Is Villanova going to beat Oklahoma, and will Syracuse pull off a miracle and beat North Carolina? So I'll say it again for the record here on this show where we mostly focus on politics and lifestyle and business and a little bit of sports. I picked North Carolina, and I'm not going out on any great big limb by doing that, but I picked North Carolina to win the whole thing, and I'm still sticking with North Carolina. And that goes out to you, Dick in Vermont. That goes out to you, Joe, listening to us in Los Angeles. And that goes out to you, Cliff, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Many, many reasons that I would pick North Carolina, and it's easy to line up with them. And, of course, a 9.5-point favorite to win, to beat Syracuse. I think they'll be standing there in the end. But, hey, it's four teams. It's March Madness. I think the interest is probably because some of the folks listening to us still have brackets that are alive, and therefore you're trying to figure out what's going to happen with the four teams in the brackets. And if you've gotten this far, trust it. That, you know, then obviously flip a coin. It's just that close that you could win your bracket. And it, again, I'll say it. If you've gotten so close that we're down to four teams and the possibility is just, is that close for you, then that means, I don't know how many other people are left in your, you know, in your particular brackets, but you must be doing pretty darn good if you've gotten that far along. How's that, right? It's got to be. You know what? It's got to be pretty darn. You got to be doing pretty darn good if that's what's happened. Let's just put it that way. Pretty good. That's all I'm saying. Somewhere in there, right? All right. Also, as we move along and we talk about Donald Trump, the stories today don't center around Corey Lewandowski, his campaign manager grabbing Michelle Fields' arms and the charge, the assault charge, and going to court on May 4th and how that plays out and how that works with other reporters. But this time it has to do with Japan and South Korea coming back at Donald Trump for some comments that he made as we bounce back to politics. The front runner for the Republican presidential nomination stunned two of our allies with the suggestion that the military would be withdrawn from their shores with nuclear weapons replacing them. If you look at Japan, there are currently 54,000 troops stationed in Japan, over 28,000 in South Korea. And Trump was on Anderson Cooper's show on Tuesday. He said, Japan is better if it protects itself against the this maniac of North Korea. He said, we are better off, frankly, if South Korea is going to start protecting itself. They have to protect themselves or they have to pay us. Now, the level of concern, this is crazy, was so high that Japan's Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, felt the need to respond publicly, saying whoever will become the next president of the United States, the Japan-U.S. alliance is the cornerstone of Japan's diplomacy. Now, of course, Japan is the only country to have had nuclear weapons used against it, and it's got a non-nuclear policy and a pacifist constitution since the end of World War II. South Korea has a small minority who think Trump may have a point and they like the idea of nuclear weapons, but not very many. Again, a small percentage. Trump told Wolf Blitzer on CNN earlier in the year, putting the two together, the comments, that South Korea is a money machine, but they pay us peanuts. South Korea should pay us very substantially for protecting them. And the word that came out of South Korea is that it's inaccurate. That's what the U.S. ambassador to South Korea is saying, and even the White House, too, by the way. Seoul pays for 55% of non-personnel costs. So there's where we sit in two different areas with some Trump comments that have raised some eyebrows, especially Japan. South Korea, we had heard that before, but now it's just been ramped up a little bit more. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next as we continue here on this version of America Tonight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Once again, I say this all the time, it's got numbers, baby. Look around, everything has to do with numbers, including a big one, as William Shatner was slapped with a $170 million paternity suit. We're going to get to that in a second, so kick back and let's check out those numbers with this version of We Can Count. Moving to Shatner, looking at the paternity suit, here's what the scoop is. He had a son with a woman, apparently, and he's being sued by that son for that amount of money. The deal is that he changed his name. This is a guy in Florida, Peter Sloan, goes by the name Pete Shatner now. He said the actor had an affair with his birth mother in 1956. Shatner denies that Sloan is his son. Sloan, who's 59, was given up for adoption shortly after he was born. And he started seeking his birth parents and identified the people he believed to be his mother and father. And they found a verification, right? So the lawsuit says that Sloan met Shatner in November of 1984 in the set of his TV series, T.J. Hooker. At the meeting, Shatner admitted he was his father, but Sloan followed up with with a phone call a few days later, and Shatner was upset and hung up and just wouldn't have anything to do with him. And they said, you know, he's denying the paternity. So he established, this guy established PeterShatner.com in 2009, started a radio show in Tampa, the Pete Shatner Show. So that's what he's been doing. So he's seeking $30 million in compensatory damages, $90 million in punitive, and $50 million for pain and suffering. He's also demanding a jury trial. Shatner. Sloan alleges that Shatner's social media director posted malicious, libelous, and slanderous statements about him on Facebook and Twitter. He also says Twitter has shut down accounts related to him. Wow, just that's just a crazy thing. I can't imagine, of course, you can sue people for whatever, that this would go very far in the courts, but it depends on it just depends on the court, depends on the judge, and do they say it's a frivolous lawsuit. But when it comes to libel and slander, it's a little bit more complicated than that. So I'm going to say this is one to watch, whether it's on the kooky side or it's on the side of this is serious and he's got some legs to stand on here, remains to be seen. I love this story. How about Falcons linebacker Sean Weatherspoon, who stumbled on a game check and when he was moving? So he had this game check that he just, you know, like the rest of us where we have $10 in our pocket when we're doing the wash. Well, it was a six-figure check. I mean, can you imagine? Somebody hands me a six-figure check, I'm going to the bank. This shows you the difference between people who make serious dough, like athletes, and the rest of us mere mortals. So he made $2.35 million in base salary with the Cardinals last season. That put his weekly paycheck at about $138,235. Put that into perspective. Before the taxes were taken out. So apparently he found the, you know, he said they gave him a hard copy all season. Everything else, they gave him one hard copy and that was that. The rest was direct deposit. So he found the check. He came across the game check he never cashed. Now he gets to go take that to the bank. Oh, hey, what's new? Hey, I found $138,000 in my pants pocket today because I was moving. That's craziness, isn't it? Or just, I think of somebody going down and getting a check. Can I have my check, please? Yeah, what's your check for? Oh, it should be for like $138,000. But it makes sense. If you break down a salary in the games, that's how they pay them. So now you know. It's not just some like lump sum. Because probably against their books, that's how they have to paint it. Let's put it that way. All right, let's move on to something else. How about this? U.S. soccer women saying that there is a wage bias. And what do they mean by that? The women are saying it's pay discrimination compared to what else is happening with the men's team, obviously. And what they're saying is they're being discriminated against compared when you compare both. The U.S. Soccer Federation made a profit of $16 million on the women's team last year, and it had lost on the men's team because we saw how the women did, obviously. Here's how it goes. Men earn about $17,000 for an exhibition match against a top opponent and get no less than $5,000 even if the team loses. The women are paid a maximum of $4,950. Even if they win the game, they're only paid for the first 20 exhibition games they play each year. They aren't paid anything for any games beyond that. Men get paid $5,000 no matter how many exhibition games they play. The men's team earned $9 million in the 2014 World Cup, losing in the round of 16. The women made $2 million when they won the 2015 championship. And I think there'd be arguments here because here's what lawyers would say, that they might be entitled to higher pay, but what's the pay out there, right? So the women are paid between 28% and 62% less than the men. There's some numbers for you. The EEOC is going to investigate the complaint, try to reach an agreement with the Soccer Federation. If it can't, it can file an enforcement action. The Soccer Federation, as you can imagine, is just not responding to this. So there's not any immediate movement, but there may be some once they do this investigation, and they're jumping all over it. So we'll see where that ends up. Let's move to another one that I saw. You know, I have this fascination with the whole shark culture thing, because I think it's amazing when people survive shark attacks. You know, they have a shark week on Discovery Channel, which actually is really well done. It's not about showing you horrific things necessarily. It's showing you survivors. It's showing you what's being done in research with sharks and what's happening with sharks and tagging sharks and where they're going. And I happened to see this somewhere. I was tooling around on the internet, and I happened to see this story, and I'm surprised we don't see this more, about a pro surfer that was, and this is in Australia, that was mauled by a shark. Well, of course, you have the Great Barrier Reef, but you have other areas that are ripe for shark attacks. And he had to be hospitalized, of course, 22 years old. He was surfing about 120 kilometers, which would be 75 miles for the rest of us, south of Sydney, when he was attacked. They say he lost a significant chunk of his left thigh. His hand was also mauled trying to fight off the shark. Witnesses say there were over a dozen surfers at the beach, but the guy was about 165 feet out from the group when the attack happened. So they weren't, like a lot of times the surfers are near each other, they weren't near each other. One of his friends said it was so shocking when he saw he was in trouble. He was being thrashed about in the water, and he heard this awful scream and realized what was going on. And they, luckily, there were some people that were on the beach that could help, where they tied the leg up and did whatever they could to preserve his thigh, because they knew, oh, this isn't good. You could see it. You could, you know, the paramedics rushed immediately, weren't too far away, and were able to get him, because it's all about time and how fast, quickly you can cut that off. But again, this is a pro surfer, so he's looking for the waves, and they don't think about sharks. You talk to them and it's not on their mind. They of course know they're in the water. They know that there's possibilities. He was 22 years old, like I mentioned. He's still alive, but he's lost a lot of blood. He's in serious but stable condition. 22-year-old Brett Connellan, who was surfing on Klamas, I think the area where he was, and he was attacked. It was, pretty serious. His friend swam to him and used a leg rope to make that tourniquet, which was huge, so they could get him, like I said, to shore and do what they could to get him to the hospital, because the time is of the essence once that happens. It's all about the time, no question. As fast as they can get them there, absolutely. All right, so that's it for Numbers, another edition of We Can Count in the Books. Hang with us.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. As you're listening across America, you remember back in 2012, we talked about this so much, General Petraeus, who was a four-star general and, of course, the director of the CIA, resigning amid a sex scandal. And there were so many details that were left out. There were so many, there's so much that really didn't stick against the wall, and it was insane. One of the central figures in the middle of all of that was Jill Kelly. And Jill Kelly's got a new book out called Collateral Damage. And she's really opened up, finally, she's really talking about her role in this scandal that ended her friend David Petraeus' public career. Jill, thanks so much for stopping by and hanging with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's go back to what happened and Paula Broadwell. And all of a sudden, outside of your home, it was like every single tabloid possible station, local stations, etc., were all over the place trying to get a piece of you and your family. And what was that like for you while all of this was exploding?
You know, it was really traumatizing in a sense of all of a sudden, besides my name being illegally leaked, because all I did was call for help when General Allen said, you need to report this to the FBI. But then we learned, and it's in the book, how we learned that three of the country's most powerful entities came together and people wanted answers. What happened? Why did General Petraeus resign? Who knew? How long was this investigation? Did the White House know? And these three government agencies came together and said the only way to basically get rid of a current scandal is to begin a new one. And with that, they created these shameless, as you, you know, remember, headlines of me and for General Allen out there, a completely fabricated sex scandal, which we learned later from the Inspector General that came back and said nothing inappropriate and it didn't happen. But, you know, the fireworks show that they did, it worked. And, but, you know, as you said, people, nothing stuck because there was so much that was reported that wasn't true. And what was true was never said. And that's why I said, we have to write this. I have to write this book. The American people need to be told the truth. These generals need to be vindicated. My family, you know, they only have the right to know. I mean, I know we'll never be able to repair the reputation after they smeared it, these smear merchants that did this. But as long as they're still continuing to collect the emails of millions of innocent Americans, what happened to my family can happen to yours. And that's why I said it needs to stop. It's wrong what they did to them. It's wrong that they retired and resigned in shame. And people continue to live in humiliation. It needs to stop. And the same government that's collecting these emails are the same ones that did this to us and their families.
Yeah, and what did that feel like when here you've now said, talked about how strong your marriage is to your husband, Scott, but people had to be looking at you,
absolutely,
cross-eyed, that thinking that you were having either an affair with General Allen and General Petraeus or both of them.
Right, because if a government official says it, it's got to be true. Just like when the government, you know, the FBI said, oh, we'll protect your identity, we'll make sure General Petraeus and General Allen and General Mattis and all the generals that were being targeted by the stalker, we'll protect them and not allow this to happen, because the email threat was, we will shame top generals and U.S. officials and their spouses in headline news. So exactly what she threatened to do is exactly what happened. But what is even more eerie is the fact that they allowed, I'm sorry, I'm in New York, so it's loud here, the FBI allowed the director of the CIA, they compromised for 6 months. He didn't even know, well, the first few months, he didn't even know who his stalker was. He was getting security around him. I'm just like, this car cannot stop up.
That's okay. It's New York.
I'm trying to get away from it, and she's getting louder. they allowed him, instead of giving him protection and saying, hey, you know what, we're going to stop this stalker, because we all thought it was a terrorist group. Instead, they allowed him to stay compromised. They allowed my family to stay terrorized. They allowed General Allen to be, you know, feel in great danger. They allowed all this to happen until the election passed, knowing who the stalker was and not telling us.
Yeah, and the stalker was Paula Broadwell. What was it when you found out? How did you find out, and what was that moment like for you?
Well, I remember, I never even knew Petraeus had an affair. Obviously,
right.
If me or General Allen or General Petraeus knew it was Paula Broadwell, none of us would have went forward. I never heard of her in my life, never met the girl, never spoke to her until now. I mean, I still haven't. And so when he was seeking out for help, he didn't know who it was. When General Allen told me to go get help, we didn't know who it was. We never even knew, again, that there was an ex-mistress. So it was quite shocking. He was just as shocked, obviously, because he went out and got help himself as a CIA director, because the information she was sending in emails were of, you know, top secret that no one should know about. These generals' whereabouts, will they be, where their comings are going, were including mine, because at the time I was the honorary ambassador for the coalition. So I was meeting with heads of state, you know, on a weekly basis. So for this kind of information, for our security to stay compromised, it's just a disgrace. And instead, they went through our personal emails just as people were having an affair. And even though they said that they realized there was no affair, they still threw it out there and accused us of it, because once you're in the headlines, you're guilty until proven innocent. So it was really an atrocious way of, you know, it really puts a bad taste in their mouth. And that's why I said no female or men, they should never have to worry about going to the FBI and instead they dig in your email to see if you're having an affair, basically seeing if you are, if you're asking for it. And that's what was so upsetting on what I learned later on what really happened and what they knew, how long they knew, and what they did or what they didn't do.
Yeah, crazy. We're speaking with Jill Kelly. The book is called Collateral Damage. She was caught up, as she's talking about, in the middle of the David Petraeus scandal. What was that conversation like? Because you were close to David Petraeus, who was then the director of the CIA. What was that conversation like that you finally had with him when all of this unfolded?
He was beside himself. And then he had to tell me who Paula Broadway is. He never told me it was an affair that he had. He never told me she was a mistress. He just told me that she was a biographer that was obsessed with him. And, clearly it speaks for herself. But, I learned when the whole country found out that he had an affair, because that's when he told the whole country. But it came to a point where, in his defense, what was he going to do? Tell the FBI? They already knew. They were sitting on their hands until the election passed. And it says it in the book, the FBI agent who told me, we have to wait till they're not doing anything because they said the election. And in July, actually, it's in the book. In July, he calls me and tells me that General Petraeus and General Allen are coming down after the election. Now, remember, I have no idea who my stalker is. I'm still thinking it's a terrorist group. No idea. It's a female. I have no idea if General Petraeus had an affair. So for him to say what these top officials in D.C. were contemplating since July, 5 months before the election, and everything he said happened.
Wow. And how tough was this on Scott? Your husband is a Tampa cancer surgeon. He gets a message from someone calling him or herself, which is what you're talking about, a Tampa angel. And it says, basically, see if you can rein your wife in before we publicly share the pictures of her with her hands sliding between the legs of a senior serving official while at a D.C. restaurant. That had to be just awful.
Right, and you know what, this is what the whole, thank God, it's the only time in my life I said thank God is this. My husband and I share an email account. We met each other at University of Pennsylvania because I was studying to be a doctor and I was doing my research out of there. And, we started our email, and that's when email practically just came out. We opened an account together and we've been using the same account since. Now he does have his own private account for his patients, but, this is an account that I use. I didn't have my own private account that I was using. So every email that ever came to me, he saw, and that was, thank God, obviously believed me and believed in me because he knew was ludicrous. But what was most important, and this is why I put that picture in the book, the picture that she's referring to, the picture that made her start stalking us, it's a picture at Easter dinner in D.C., the one that she's referring to in that email, and let me paint the picture here for you. It's a wooden table, no table linings and a no tablecloth. General Petraeus to my left, Holly Petraeus, my best friend, to my right, my husband across David, my sister there, his son from Afghanistan. It's a family Easter dinner. And I don't understand, first of all, it physically couldn't happen. You realize how this table is set up. It physically couldn't happen. And number two, if it really happened, why would I go to the FBI for help? Why would I go to FBI and about something I did with a married man? And that's what was so shocking. We had no idea what this meant in the email. And when when I obviously met with the original guy, the FBI agent that they claimed the shirtless agent, another one they threw in there to destroy his credibility, accusing us of also having an affair. He said, Jill, think nothing of it. But, he was more concerned because General Allen was concerned that somebody would even know the director of the CIA is coming and going. Well, we obviously learned later that she was reading his emails the whole time. Even though they had broken up, she had access to his emails, so she was stalking his coming and going. And that's how she was able to talk about each restaurant that he'll be at or I'll be at or the other generals will be at and what time they'll be there, which restaurant. Very alarming emails with information no one should have. Well, the FBI this whole time knew this. They knew
right.
She was. They knew that she had access to his emails. And obviously he didn't know this. And they never stopped it. And so he basically threw himself on the sword hours after the election, and just resigned.
Yep, because what was he going to do? Collateral Damage. Jill Kelly, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Good luck on the book. Thanks.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hope you're doing well, and if you are heading into another weekend, like most of us, we have crazy schedules. I know there's no more, well, maybe there are still some people out there that are 9 to 5, but even the people I know that are 9 to 5 aren't 9 to 5. However, I've been talking a lot about the email and things people are requesting and whatnot. I have to tell you this. One of the things somebody requested, and we've had many, many authors on this show. In fact, I mean, authors of all sorts. We just had Jill Kelly on talking about collateral damage and what she found out, what was happening behind the whole Petraeus thing, all the emails, what the FBI knew and what they hadn't released and whatnot. And I know that often we'll have something tied to some scandal or something tied to what's going on in Washington. But I got a couple of requests for, hey, what are some of the best-selling books out there? Probably because I say, you know, you can sometimes pick up a book, right? So there is a book that's called, it's called The Nest. And this book, The Nest, has just people are devouring this. If you travel anywhere, you will see a lot of people with their nose in this book. And what's crazy is The Nest, this book, The Nest, the person who wrote The Nest, $1 million advance for a first-time author. And the publisher, Echo, right? So that's shocking when in the world where there's very few advances for, especially, especially for a first-time author, but this debut novel is just flying off the shelves and pretty impressive. And what's really interesting is the woman who wrote it is Cynthia Depre Sweeney. I hope I'm saying that name correctly. Sweeney is definitely the last name. And her novel is like second. And check this out. When people talk about age, 55. She's 55 years old, and she has her first instant bestseller. It's the story of four adult siblings in New York City who are wrestling over the fate of their shared inheritance with a bad boy older brother, the most dysfunctional, I guess, of the group, right? And like I said, that people are just ripping this up, can't get enough of it. And so she was a freelance copywriter when her kids were growing up, and then she decided to make this leap into fiction. She said, I thought I should do things I've always wanted to do because I'm going to be dead soon. That's what she said when she was interviewed. I mean, I got to say, she looks great. She certainly doesn't look like she's going to die anytime soon, but I get what she's saying. So people are tweeting about it. Amy Poehler, the comedian, says intoxicating. Nick Offerman, who's a comedian, tweeted about it, said, I've read this book. It is a ripping good yarn. Hats off. She's been on Seth Meyers' Late Show, and she came on that show the day before it was published. And so how crazy is that? And so I bring this up for two reasons, because people have asked me what to read, and people are reading, and I guess taking a break from the politics. So The Nest has been just absolutely huge, absolutely huge. So there you go. There's my recommendation, and frankly, I'm in the middle of it too. But I'll be curious to read Jill's book, Collateral Damage, because she really did get clubbed over the head with everything that happened, that she was this honorary liaison between CENTCOM and these coalition countries and had no idea what was happening, and all of a sudden she's being accused of this affair with Petraeus and some other generals, and she kept insisting that nothing was inappropriate at all. But it didn't matter, because that's what people, as she was just talking about, that's what people were reading about and hearing about. And remember how brutal this was, because you really have Paula Broadwell, who was the biographer, who took Petraeus down. I mean, that's what happened there. Took Petraeus down. No question about it. And you could say, well, you know, he willingly entered into that, and he did. And it's unbelievable, because if you look at his background and think four-star general, and I know some people that were under pretty close to him, under his command, and couldn't say enough about what a great general he was. Then he segs into CIA director, and what a nightmare when Army Reserve Major Paula Broadwell triggered ultimately his resignation, his guilty plea to the mishandling classified information that he shared with her, and, you know, all this craziness that absolutely ensued. And the other part of this is my sister-in-law's family lives next door to the Kellys, so they saw night in and day out all the TV trucks and all the tabloid people that were parked on the lawn forever and a day, and what they, you know, ultimately went through. All right, let's give you a couple of quick hits. We started with Trump and what was going on with Trump. The last show we talked about Trump's abortion remarks, and they have sent MSNBC's ratings through the roof, apparently. And you think of the cable networks and how they struggled to get a piece of the pie, but it was a big primetime winner. That's when Trump said if abortion were to become illegal in the United States, women who undergo the procedure should face some form of of punishment, he later backed away from the remark, saying doctors who perform the procedure should be punished if it's illegal. But no matter, he was on a town hall with Chris Matthews and won the primetime race, basically, against the Fox News Channel and CNN because of the bump that they got just during that time period. But it's led to a firestorm, of course, of criticism and whatnot. But the ratings were up, 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 up. And see, controversy sells. So once he fell into that comment and Matthews kept pressing him, then the rest was absolute history. How about this? Governor Scott Walker apparently is going to appear in a new Ted Cruz ad, so there's an endorsement. Think of Walker in the early days wanting to run for president, how he was getting a lot of build-up, and then it was all build-up, and then that was it, pretty much. He was in and out before you could blink your eyes. But he's featured in this ad. I looked at the ad, and it's backing Cruz. This is 5 days ahead of the state's Republican primary. Pretty much the summation of it is jobs, freedom, security, that's what's at stake. That's what Walker says in the ad put out by the Cruz campaign. That's why I'm supporting Ted Cruz. Walker dropped out of the primary in September, endorsed Cruz earlier in the week, and so now he's backing up that endorsement with a little video appearance, because he certainly has his backers in his state, and the thought is that maybe he can help give him a bump, and that's where an endorsement can pay off for you if somebody's just that popular. All right, here's another quick hit for you. Governor Andrew Cuomo and state legislative leaders reached a tentative deal anyway on Thursday to raise New York state minimum wage toward $15 an hour, but they fell short of a uniform statewide increase, so that's where that ultimately stands. And how about this honor? George Mason University is renaming its law school after the late Justice Antonin Scalia. They made a big announcement about that, and his family says they say he would be, you know, beyond honored to have that, and that's what they decided they're going to do. They struck a deal with a donor to get $30 million, which will fund 3 new scholarships. And the name change was a contingency placed on George Mason by the donor, who agreed to provide $20 million of the $30 million. So the switch is pending approval. It has to get approved from the State Council of Higher Education for Virginia, but they don't think it's going to be a problem. And so these new scholarships are going to help recruit students and probably increase, they think, the school's ranking on the influential U.S. News and World Report. They were number 45 on the list of best U.S. law schools in 2016. That's a wrap, as they say in the business, for this hour. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Spend your life with ExtendoVite.